L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
At Arizona State University, we've made online education better, smarter, and more personalized so you can go further in your aspiring field.
I decided to pursue medicine once I realized that ASU did have the online program for biological sciences. You're still required to learn the same curriculum. You're still being tested on the same content that anyone would be tested on in person. The comprehensiveness of the program prepared me so well for medical school.
Explore over 350 plus programs at asuonline.asu.edu.
Around early 2023, superstar Pride was on the brink of a promising career. With his solid bars and a haircut that gathered millions of impressions, he was on track to becoming a legit player in the rap game.
I'm trying to get past his ugly ass haircut, but this is spitting every line. This is going crazy.
But his rise came crashing down. And in just 6 short months, he went from spitting bars to being locked behind them. This crazy story begins in Sardis, Mississippi, where a young Caradius Pride always wanted to be a star. Living in such a challenging and divided community, Pride, as a rapper, was defying the typical life path expected for youth in that area. At the mere age of 13, Pride was laying down tracks on his iPhone and recording music using his tablet. Although he began attending college, music was always his plan A, with plan B being to secure a position as a G League basketball player. However, when that didn't work out, Pride would find himself at his uncle's repair shop, modding cars for $20 an hour.
Like, what was your job?
Man, my uncle got a college job, he'd be in motors.
So you were like a mechanic?
Yeah.
While it wasn't anything groundbreaking, this was when Pride truly developed a passion for rapping and making music, consistently dropping new tracks on an independent grind as he honed his skills and refined his craft. In interviews, Pride said his biggest inspirations were 50 Cent and Yo Gotti, stating, "Those were the guys I wanted to be. Like, I knew I could do what they were doing. I grinded to the point that I could do what they're doing. I could be on their level. I just wanted to be their little man." Yo Gotti was the only access. He was actually hands-on with handing out his CDs. We never could get access to technology and the music. However, while the rappers he aspired to be were able to build thriving careers, Pride's journey took a drastically different turn. And it just so happened to be around the same exact moment that he finally found the blueprint for success. On October 16th, 2022, superstar Pride would drop his first EP titled 5 Pounds of Pressure, a project he describes as deeply personal and reflective of his life experiences. I knew I had 5 pounds of pressure because it takes 5 pounds of pressure to pull a trigger. I seen that I had 5 pounds of pressure at the age of 7, and that's when a lot of my life changed. I just took that stage of my life and I'm telling my story. What started as a project that received little to no attention and was largely overlooked would eventually take a dramatic turn when Pride tapped into the modern formula for music success. After posting a TikTok performing painting pictures from the EP, the song took off. And it was here where he took his career to a whole new level, bringing a sense of pride that truly matched his name.
And mama, don't worry, you raised a gangster. I'm a survivor. It hurt me.
This song was a viral sensation, gaining millions of views almost instantly.
So I posted it early, by 8. By noon, it was at like 2.2 million.
The track was popping off thanks to Pride's hard-hitting flow, the thoughtful lyrics, and of course, because of his goofy-ass haircut. In fact, people found this...
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
So goofy that they made memes about it all over the internet. When asked about why he went with that specific haircut, he said it was all thanks to his uncle, stating,
"Cause he told me what I'm finna give you superstar haircut, and he was like, I want you to have your own haircut.
Yeah.
He was like, you a superstar already, but I just want you to have your own haircut.
That's hard.
In interviews, he expressed that he believed in the song and that it already had the potential to go viral when he completed it.
It was the fastest song I ever wrote. After that song, I stopped really worrying about life. I wanted to do everything I could with that junk, because if that junk didn't do it, none was going to do it.
Although Painting Pictures' success was almost destroyed when it was pulled from streaming services, which was supposedly due to an uncleared Faith Evans sample, Superstar Pride went through hell and back to get the track re-uploaded days later. The process of getting that cleared was crazy. It kind of disappointed me that it was even taken down. For the record to even come down was kind of harsh, but to go back up and get it put back was respect. I was thankful for it being put back up on platforms. Going about getting that track cleared was not easy. Well, the joint did it. He landed a contract with United Masters, and the song quickly became available on streaming platforms, peaking at number 25 on the Hot 100, and even went on to become gold certified. After following this up with another banger titled No Gun, No Knife, Pride would be able to quit his car modding job and would set his sights on making his dream into a reality.
I was like, fuck that shit. I was like, I'm gonna just get on the music. I'm gonna stay in Mississippi and work in the shop. You feel me? I was like, shit, I'm gonna just get on the music.
And it genuinely looked like he had a bright, long future ahead of him because he seemed like a real solid dude as opposed to all these corny rappers that tend to surface. To many, his music felt like a breath of fresh air, and his flow was exactly what was gonna cement him as one of the greatest up and coming rappers of 2023.
You know, 2023, we kind of feel like it's gonna be somebody like new to take over. And I know this is a big weight I'm putting on Superstar's shoulders, man. But if bro can continue this momentum from this song right here and just keep dropping, don't try to make the same song over and over. Just keep dropping. Show your versatility. Stay on their neck, bro. He could really be one of the ones for 2023. I ain't gonna cap.
But in an incident that nobody ever saw coming, Superstar Pride would destroy all his chances at becoming the hit that he wanted to be. And sadly, he would go on to make a decision that would ruin his life for the foreseeable future.
When I'm quiet, I be thinking about killing.
On July 19th, 2023, the Panola Police Department reported the murder of 40-year-old Marcus Wheatley, who happened to be Superstar Pride's barber. This incident was a tragedy, but unfortunately, some people found it ironic because of the way he had blown up. It's the fact the whole internet was roasting his haircut and making jokes saying he needs to shoot his barber, then he actually did it. Bro did himself a favor, he needed a new barber anyways. But although there were tons of people making fun of the incident, it certainly raised the question. Why the
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
How would he shoot his barber in cold blood? In an interview, Marcus's grandmother, who witnessed the tragedy, recounted seeing Pride enter her grandson's mobile home. Moments later, a heated argument erupted, and while she couldn't make out the words, the tension was clear. Tragically, Marcus ran out, with Pride following close behind, firing shots.
The young man was following them, shooting at him, and he finally shot him down.
Pride fired at least 3 times after he fell, then turned the firearm on the grandma and threatened to unalive her if she told on him.
He fell here. He shot about 3 times after he fell, and he walked over to me and he pointed the gun at me and asked me if I was going to tell it.
But Pride wasn't even done.
And he came back out here and fired a last shot in his head.
After all that went down, Superstar took off in his red pickup and dipped, leading to a manhunt by the police that would quickly end because he abandoned his truck and turned himself in, which is ironically a move that he predicted with this line on his viral hit. Face your problem, never run. To many, this story is all too confusing. Like, what would lead Pride, who went viral across nearly every platform for his deep voice and raw, heartfelt lyrics, racking up tens of millions of views, building a fan base of over 100,000 Instagram followers, and solidifying his presence online, go on to murder someone in cold blood in front of their own grandmother, and then even threaten to kill her before eventually just turning himself in? It's just so wild. Well, nobody really knew what went down between Superstar Pride and his barber, which led to such a tragic and fateful ending. Even Pride's dad was left wondering what could have caused his son to react so violently.
You know, it's still just something that's got to be looked into and
to see what, you know, what all transpired.
But according to the victim's grandma, Pride had asked his barber to help him with a music video shoot and he refused, which provoked a heated altercation that escalated quickly.
He wanted Marcus to follow him, and Marcus couldn't do it. He couldn't help him make more money.
But could that really be the reason? People close to Pride had nothing but good things to say about him. No records of violence, no gang ties, nothing shady. He also had a pretty stable job before his music blew up. Even Steve Stout from United Masters vouched for his character.
He was such a stand-up guy.
Some voices in the genre tried to give their two cents to the situation, such as OG Percy, who claimed that stories like these have become all too common for a lot of today's up-and-coming rappers.
It's always the up-and-coming rappers. Pay attention. It ain't the ones that have made it. That ain't. When you make it, you make it. But that's rare. The last one made it was Lil Wayne. Everybody else is food. I say Meek Mills. Two Chains, you know, T.I. Even they gotta pay their costs when they get caught up doing what they gotta do to work the system. It's a part of the system. Niggas know what's on the contract, nigga. Body for body, nigga. You can't walk in this mind. I'm about to how you rap, nigga. Yeah, you talking about, you niggas ain't talking about nothing.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
The same thing that's killing each other. That's it. You can't name to me now rap song on the radio where a nigga ain't killing a nigga. This is what's going on with the up and coming rappers. See, what he ran up to do a job and didn't complete it. He failed the test. Sloppy with the pot. You got to mop granny and all. You gonna tell it? That wasn't in the handbook, nigga. Up and coming rapper.
Meanwhile, the cops introduced another twist. According to the Panola County Sheriff, Shane Phelps, just 2 days before the murder, a family member had signed paperwork to get Pride evaluated for his mental health, which was a glaring red flag. In fact, in the last song he dropped before the murder, he hinted at having some mental problems.
I've been fucked up all my life, this shit in my veins. I'm so fucked up in the head, I don't think I got a brain.
Looking back at his interview with Bootleg Kev, it's easy to observe that Pride's mind had gone through a lot of turmoil.
Before 7, I had seen so much in the streets. Like
before 7?
Before 7.
Jesus.
Before 7, I probably seen more than the average 16-year-old ever see.
Strong voices in the community would also express their compassion towards Pride and his struggles.
How he was talking and shit, you could tell he was reliving some of the moments, and you could tell he was disturbed.
He got trauma,
you know?
So. Yeah, no, that nigga definitely got trauma. You could watch, if you watch that Bootleg Kev interview, you could see that shit for sure. He, like, just talking about, like, you know, going from his mama having money to not having money.
Mm-hmm.
To realizing he was broken and like he was traumatized for sure.
For sure.
And the fans would further comment on the situation, comparing superstar Pride to Hot Boy Wes, who also ended up in jail. I knew he was off in the head. It was all in his eyes and his persona. Him and Hot Boy Wes are slow mentally and quick tempered. That's why the streets swallowed them up into the jail system, even though they basically beat the odds. As of December of 2024, superstar Pride finds himself currently locked up for first degree murder with no bond. And with no good legal representation, he is stuck awaiting trial almost indefinitely. Adding to his struggles, his label had seemingly abandoned him, leaving him to face the consequences on his own. Now behind bars, superstar Pride is still keeping a relatively upbeat attitude while in prison. On his 22nd birthday this year, he would share an Instagram story aimed at giving what's left of his fan base some semblance of hope, saying, "Happy birthday to me. No gun, no knife, just hit 2 million views. I want to thank all my fans for rocking with me. I'll be home soon." But will he? He claimed that on his Instagram there was a court date set for September 3rd, 2023, but nothing much has been said about it ever since. So it's very hard to see him coming home anytime soon. Cause let's be real, he literally went to his barber's house, chased him down with a firearm, and shot him. Multiple times. That's basically premeditated murder, and it's gonna be difficult for a state-assigned lawyer to prove it was self-defense since the barber wasn't even armed. But in the wild world of rap conspiracies, who knows where the story could go?
L-E-T-E-F-E-C. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pro savings days are back at Lowe's. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.